This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 356 for Tuesday, April 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Tuesday afternoon, especially in the old crop contracts. The most traded July contract jumps $14.10 at $679.50 per ton, and the new crop November contract advances $7.10 at $650.50 per ton. An analyst says some prairie basis levels are improving as a means to extract more canola from farmers, but there are thoughts that Canadian oilseed could trade sideways until planting conditions on the prairies are clearer. Also, there are thoughts within the trade that Stat Canada is 1 million to 1.5 million tons short on its 2024-25 canola production estimate. Canola is also getting support from gains in Chicago soybeans and Malaysian palm oil, but declines in Chicago soy oil and soy meal, plus European rapeseed, are limiting the increases in the oilseed. Higher crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.39 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report for the week ending April 20th, with spring planting at or above the five-year averages. Soybeans planted progresses 6 points to 8% complete, and corn triples to 12% finished. Spring wheat planted advances 10 points to 17% done. Winter wheat conditions slip 2 points at 45% good to excellent, and 15% of the crop is heading. Following rains over the Easter weekend, planting progress isn't expected to advance much. While southern areas of the U.S. Midwest are to remain fairly wet, other parts of the region are to be drier late next week. The European Union says its year-to-date soybean imports are up 9% at 11.22 million tons, and its soy meal imports jumped 26% at 15.14 million tons. The EU's corn imports rise 12.5% at 16.76 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The July contract gains 4.5 cents at $10.46 per bushel. July soy oil is down almost 3/10 of a cent at 48.03 cents per pound. July soy meal dips 80 cents at $299.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, July corn gives up 7 cents at $4.83 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago July turns around to lose 2 cents at $5.50. Kansas City July pulls back 5.5 cents at $5.58. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is down 3 cents at $6.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.